dilemma. My mama told me, yeah, she warned me that this day would come. I'm like my father, go to combat with the blazing guns. I survived that, then I came back to the place I'm from to face off all these haters and the battle in the place I love. You can't break me down, I'm indivisible. You still see my raps if I was invisible. But I'm standing tall, and I spit the truth. So you all appalled, cause you know it's true. They call it freedom cause the fallen troops pay for this. I love this country, doesn't matter how much hate I get. I take my colors in the battle, ain't no wavering. Cause this is for my warriors who march into the cadences. This is for the sisters working hard on the ships.
That is the Marine rapper with the number one hit single called The Patriot. It has jumped all over the billboards. It is the number one song downloaded on streaming services. This track is fire. I've been blasting this song for the last like 5 days nonstop. It's so heartfelt. It's got such a great message, and there's no cussing in it like a lot of rappers today. Like, they have to throw a bunch of curse words and vulgarity. And look, I'm not saying that there's not a place for that. I listen to that stuff too. And I'm not trying to sound like an old fuddy-duddy or anything like that, because, you know, I love listening to M, Ice-T, Cube, Dre, Snoop, you know, all the good rappers out there. I'm really not into the new rap. I'm more of like the West Coast because I grew up in Cali. But this track is amazing. And the fact that it's an independent artist is just, I mean, it sounds like a high production produced track. And as an artist, you know, this he's also a U.S. Marine, and he was I think they call him a combat cameraman or something like that. He was a journalist over in Afghanistan when he was deployed in 2008. Judging from his chevrons, he made to the rank of sergeant, and yeah, he seems like a really talented artist. You know, awesome Marine, great veteran, and they banned him. Yep, they took his music down off of every single streaming service. Why? Well, I don't know. I didn't hear any cussing. I didn't hear any talk of terrorism. I didn't hear talks about, you know, killing people. But that stuff is allowed. So why did he get taken down? I mean, did you guys hear anything bad? You can go to YouTube right now and listen to it. Called The Marine Rapper, The Patriot. Let's go ahead and search that in your search bar. It'll come up. But why was it taken down? I'll tell you why. Because The Marine Rapper is conservative. And his message is about fighting censorship, fighting for freedom, and in the lyrics, he said, storming the Capitol, I think, let me check out the lyrics real quick. I could listen to this song all day. Let's see. Give me 1 second, guys. Here we go.
Give or take, march around the Capitol, storm the city gates, putting pressure on their necks until the truth breaks. All walls of corruption, take out all the snakes.
Storm the city gates. Okay, rise up at the Capitol. That's why. Because anybody who marches against what they don't agree with is on the wrong side. But if the song was about, I don't know, say, marching through the streets of Kenosha, setting fire to the buildings, you're going to see the truth. I don't know, like, I'm not a rapper, but I'm just saying, if the lyrics were like that, you know, bringing bullets to these pigs' face while they sit there and spray us with mace, we're going to get our justice one day. I don't know. If the lyrics were kind of like that, it would be fine. As long as you attack authority and you're of one ideology, it's fine. You can attack police. You can attack federal agents. You can attack the president as long as you're of one ideology. If you're on the left, you have carte blanche. You can do whatever you want. But if you're on the right and you do the same thing, it's not allowed. And I don't understand that. I don't see what the difference is. Because as I've been kind of thinking about some stuff here the last couple days, there's not a lot of difference between the left and the right on what we fight for. The left, they're against oppression, overwhelming authority, overregulations, getting their freedoms taken away. The right fights for the same thing. And I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm not talking about those assholes standing in Congress and lying, you know, through their faces and all that stuff. I am talking about the constituents, the people on the ground, the people that vote every 4 years, every 2 years, the people that rise up, go to work every day, make a paycheck, put food on the table, pay the bills. Your average Joe and Jane America. I'm talking about those people, the people that mean something, the people that keep the lights on, the people that keep this country running, the gears of this nation. Those are the people that have more in common with left and right than we realize. And they've been creating all of this division. And I know yesterday I talked about BLM and Antifa, you know, doing all their shit. And yeah, I stand by that. I really do. But at the end of the day, aren't we fighting for the same thing? Aren't we fighting for justice? Aren't we fighting for freedom? Aren't we fighting for the ability to overcome oppressions? There's all different types of oppression. There's all different types of racism. There's all different types of overregulation and authoritarianism. You may experience different in your life, but it's the same. And what I mean by that is we all experience it in different ways. Somebody may experience racism if they're black. Somebody may experience, class warfare. Somebody may be judged because they don't have the most expensive clothes on when they walk into a nice restaurant. Classism, as they call it, I guess. We all experience to some degree some sort of oppression. And everyone has their own story. And I think every single story is equally important. So what I'm getting at is the left and the right, as far as Americans go, we're fighting for the same thing. And I think we would be stronger together if we joined forces against this power. Because right now, the powers that be are trying to silence us. Now, I'm saying in the beginning of my podcast here, I was saying that if you're of one ideology, you get freedom to say whatever you want. And that's true. Because right now they need you guys. Right now they need you to win these votes. They don't give a fuck about you, but they need you. So they'll let you have a little bit. They'll let you have you got invited to the party and you can sit down and pick at the hors d'oeuvres, but you can't go to the banquet. They're going to let you maybe get a drink or two at the bar, but you got to pay for your own drink. You're not going to the after party. No way. They need you right now. But what happens when they don't need you anymore? What happens when you don't get to say what you want to say anymore? You get kicked off of iTunes. You get kicked off of SoundCloud. You get kicked off of Facebook, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter. What happens when it's your time? And if they kick you guys out, if they silence your voices, if they start oppressing you to the maximum degree, then it's over with. We won't even recognize this country anymore. So I guess what I'm saying, after all the shit that's been going on, we are stronger together. And yeah, I have my quarrels with a lot of your ideologies. I do. To my friends that are listening, if you guys are on the left, we may not agree on everything. And I know I've said a lot of shit, and a lot of it I stand by. And we don't have to agree. That's okay. We used to be a country where we didn't have to agree with one another to understand that we fight the same threat. We try to overcome the same oppression. And regardless of what life you've lived or what oppression that you feel that you've been dealt or that you've been dealing with, we all go through something in life where we say, that's fucked up. That's not okay. This is not fair. It's not right. Whether you were unjustly pulled over on your way to work and the cops messed with you, or you had your song taken off of iTunes because you don't follow the right political path during a time of what they call insurrection. Everyone has experienced some censorship, some inequality. And I think that if we all came to the round table, we could be knights in this together. I think we would achieve more together. Instead of burning down our homes, instead of burning down cities, instead of storming the Capitol, we could form a new political party. Call it the America First Party. I don't know. But Republicans and Democrats, the political leaders, they do not care about us. They just need our votes. And they need you guys right now. I'm talking to people on the left. They need you right now. But they won't need you someday. And then after that, they're going to throw you to the wolves. They need you right now to stay in power and change things, fine-tune, paint their perfect picture of how they feel this country should be. But after that is all said and done, after they've done what they feel that they need to do, I don't know what that is. I could only wonder. And I really don't want to get that far. I'm telling you, we're not going to recognize America anymore. And that scares the shit out of me. It really does. Regardless of what you think of Trump, he really ruffled a lot of the feathers in Congress. He put on blast so many people taking bribes, taking defense bribes, the military-industrial complex, all these people that constantly want to get us into more wars, he put them on blast. And yeah, there's a lot of things that Trump does that I don't like. I think there's about 70% of the stuff that I don't agree with him. But I knew as soon as he got up there, he was going to really shake the monkey tree. And there was going to be a lot of people falling down. But I'm kind of getting off track here. You guys, if you like this track, you need to support this guy. Because this is about supporting freedom of speech. That's what it comes down to. They keep silencing all these voices. And you know what's funny about this? When they took them down, they said that there's no context to the reason that we took you down. We don't know why we took you down. Oh, bullshit. They know. They know. So, I don't know, guys. I don't know what happens after this. We got to figure out something, because if we just keep fighting each other, we're going to lose. But anyways, I'm dedicating this podcast to the Marine rapper, Topher. Go ahead and check him out at themarinerapper.com. That's themarinerapper.com. Man, that track is fire. I'm telling you, it's a good song, and it's got a good message. It's got heart. I'm not even going to lie, I kind of maybe teared up a little bit. But yeah, we got some work to do, guys. And like I keep saying, and I'm going to say it over and over again, we need to start working together, because they're trying to do something. I don't know what it is, but it's not good. And I think at the end of the day, we all lose. We will become that Demolition Man style society where we will lose all of our freedoms in the best interest of safety. And they have all these people fooled, like, oh, well, we can get rid of the Second Amendment. It'll be more safe. And if you're not a bad guy, you don't need a gun. You need to rely on the police.
Oh, wait, the police that you say that are racist and Knights of the Ku Klux Klan? Those police? I'm confused at what message you're trying to put out here. The only people that should have guns should be the police and the military. Right, but didn't you say that the military was indoctrinated in white supremacy and so was the police? But now you want them to be the only people that have firearms. Right. Okay. You see where I'm going with this? Like, they can't even keep up with their own messages anymore. But they're working something out, and I'll say it one more last time. In the end, we lose if we don't come together. Left, right, center, right wing, extreme right wing, extreme left wing, fucking pot-smoking hippies at Woodstock-style concerts with dreadlocks, to the dudes that are rolling on the Capitol. We need to come together and stand together as one. Because if we don't, they win. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you listening. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate it. Because I don't really make a lot of money. I made 10 bucks the entire year and a half I've been on this thing. But hey, 10 bucks, that's gas right there. That's gas for work. So you guys listening throws me a couple of pennies. I appreciate that. I really do. And you know what? Hey, maybe someday I'll be able to get on YouTube and get some really cool production, some green screen stuff. I don't know. I tried that in the past, but it just didn't really work out. And it's a lot of work. And unfortunately, right now, I freaking work too much. Because if I wanted to do the work I wanted to do, I'm sorry, if I did the work that I wanted to do, then, yeah, I wouldn't make any money. But it is what it is. But I'm just happy to have the ability to do this, to broadcast. Because it's a lot of fun. And if you guys want to come on the show, if you want to jump in, ask questions, let me know. I'd love to have you on. I really would. I don't care what your ideology is, if you're far left, far right, whatever. Center, you're a Buddhist monk, I don't care. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Take care. Have a great day. Have a great evening. Have a great afternoon. Have a great early morning, whatever. If you're in space, waving from Earth. Later.